Hello, namaste. This is a short breath work for anyone. You can do it sitting on a chair, which I like to do it in a chair. You can do it standing up or sitting on the floor. You can do it outside or inside, by an open window. It's quite nice. Play gentle music if you want to. You can get into your PJs, light some candles, turn off your phone and close yourself off to the outside world so you can tune into the wisdom of your breath and your inner world. Decide how you're going to be and where and settle into it. It's hard to think of anything closer, more familiar than breathing. It's something our body does for us. It does it involuntarily. We couldn't live without it, but we do take it for granted. And the simple act of breathing has for thousands of years been at the heart of spiritual practice. It is literally inspiration. It's the very first thing that teachers of meditation will tell you, whatever their tradition or religion, is to be conscious of your breathing. It's at the heart of what Buddhists call mindfulness. It is the very first thing we do and the last. Thich Nhat Hanh, the renowned Zen master, says, becoming aware of your breathing, of your in-breath and your out-breath, you can see and feel how your breath moves through your body. And you begin to find joy in the very simple act of breathing. So it helps not only to take a breath, but to pay attention to it and to give it value. Every in-breath can bring joy, and every out-breath can bring calm and relaxation. And then take a moment here to just loosen yourself as we go deeper in. So some neck rolls and some jaw looseners and shoulder rolls. Just take a minute here. And then settle with your hands on your thighs and feel the warmth of your hands and feel your breath just in and out with no trouble. So your hands are warm, your shoulders are relaxed. And then just listen to the instruction here. And here it is. So we're going to lift our hands, our arms, up from the thighs. Just lift them up, let them float. And then turn your palms away from you and let them come down as the breath goes out. So here we go. You just lift your arms up slowly as you breathe in. And when the breath is in, turn your palms as if you were painting the wall in front of you with your hands. As you breathe in, you float up. And then you turn your palms and float your breath out and your hands and your arms. So we'll be with this for a few breaths. You don't have to fill all your lungs as you breathe in, nor completely empty them as you breathe out. Just let your arms float and your breath float. Sometimes we get a bit lost with whether we should be breathing in or out. That's okay and normal. It's breath in on the way up, breath out as you paint the wall. Let your hands rest on your lap and feel for a moment. Then put your hands together at your chest. Breathe in, open arms wide, and breathe out, bring your hands back to Namaste at your heart. Make it a bit bigger. Wider arms, head back, and then as you breathe out, round your back and tuck your chin in. And then open up your heart space, feel it's expanding, it's boosting the immune system here, and the chin down is eliciting the relaxation response. If you don't do anything else here but this practice and do it often, you'll find huge benefits and massive calming effects. And then just come back. And we're going to move into deeper aspects of the breath. So we begin by focusing on the exhalation, because we must start by clearing and cleansing the system, just like having a glass of water. We first want to empty the glass and clean it before refilling. And this is called Kapalabhati. And it's the most important pranayama practice we can do. Kapala translates to forehead, and Bati means light. And in the old days, you could tell how enlightened a person was by looking at how shiny their forehead was. This specific breathing exercise, the blood flows to the brain and activates the frontal cortex, and it helps to cultivate clarity and connect to your intuition. It can be done any time, but really you want your belly completely empty. And it's recommended that it's practiced for 1 minute every day. 1 minute, that's not long, but it's the every day that counts, the consistency that will produce results. And contraindications, always have an empty belly as much as you can. Always start slowly and build your capacity to practice this breath over time. It can, if you're not used to it, cause anxiety or dizziness. If you experience this, slow down or just stop and avoid this breath if you're pregnant, have high blood pressure, acid, gastric issues, heart disease or abdominal pain. So if you're still with us, we're going to start. If you've chosen not to do this breath, we're only going to be here for a couple of minutes. So if you choose not to do it, just sit comfortably. You can listen to the instructions if you want, see if you might like it. Or just sit with your breath. Close your eyes and just cut me out. So if you're with the Kapalabhati, find a comfortable, make sure you're comfy on your mat or your cushion or the floor. And keep the chin parallel to the floor and your arms soft and natural. Close your eyes gently or keep a soft, natural gaze. So we're going to inhale fully and then take sharp, quick exhalations through the nose, pulling the belly in all the way each time. You won't intentionally inhale between these sharp exhales. The air will naturally come back into your lungs after each pump. So the sound is this. So I'd inhale and then blow out through the nose. All right. So it's like a train starting in the station. So the action comes from your belly. You're pushing your belly back towards your spine and the breath comes out through your nose. So we're going to begin with 50 rounds, 50 pumps. Slowly. If you get confused, just stop. Just stop, it's all right. We can practice again. If you know Kapalabhati, just enjoy it as you know it. Fifty pumps. When you're done, just feel. Do you feel anything anywhere? And then let your hands go back to your thighs. And we'll go as we started, with your arms floating up and your breath floating up and your arms floating down and your breath floating out. So we can all do this. Arms float up and down. See if it feels any different to when we did it before. Might not, but it might. And then we'll just change it so we're cross-crawling. The right arm goes up on the breath in, that arm comes down on the breath out, and the left arm goes up. We're cross-crawling. Right arm up on the breath in, and then down, and the other arm comes up on the breath out. cross-crawling for brain optimization. And then your hands on your thighs and the shoulders relaxed and your face relaxed. Close to your breath. Feel it. And importantly, feel your mood. With no judgment. Now, another very, very important, in fact, this is the whole of what pranayama is built on, is kumbhaka. Kumbhaka means retention. And it's two types of practice, depending on whether you hold your breath at the top of the inhalation, which is antara, or at the bottom of the exhalation, which is bayara. As you hold the breath at the top of the inhalation or the bottom of the exhalation, you can enter a deeper state of consciousness. It says that you may even increase lifespan, and it offers benefits to the digestive, respiratory and nervous system. And the key is not to strain. As you breathe in or out and you're counting, do it comfortably. Do it every day and your breathing capacity will increase. If you come to a day when you don't feel like it, have a day off. So, are you comfy? We'll start with antara kumbhaka. So, antara is in, kumbhaka is retain. Notice this word, retain. It's not hold. It's just letting the breath be there. So, if you were doing this at home, you would set a timer for 30 or 60 seconds to begin with. But I'll watch the time for you now. So, you're sitting tall, eyes closed softly, chin parallel to the ground. And then inhale for as long as you can. Might only be 4, might be 8 or 10. Just the amount of time that feels comfortable. Fill your lungs as much as you can. When you have, stop for as long as you can at the very top. And when you feel you can't retain that breath comfortably any longer, just gently and slowly breathe out through your mouth. Right. So you try that and I'll watch the timer. When you've breathed out, rest and feel. Now we're going to do it the other way up. So this is breath retention on the exhale. You would set your timer. I'm going to watch it now. Snuggle back into your position, tall. Eyes closed softly, chin parallel to the ground. Maybe just roll your shoulders back so you've got room. Just inhale as much as you can without counting and breathe out completely. Some people can't breathe out very well, but it will improve, and the breath out is as important as the breath in. It gets rid of waste, it gets rid of stuff. So you're just inhaling, breath out, count to the amount of time that feels comfortable, and pause for as long as is comfortable at the very bottom. And when you feel you can't hold any longer, just gently and slowly inhale through your nose. So I'm going to watch the timer now. You're just breathing in, breathing out completely, retaining that breath out at the bottom. And when you can't hold it any longer, slowly and gently inhale through your nose and exhale. Sit and stay with the joy of your breath. Sit and feel. And what word would describe your feelings now? Stay a while. And the student asks his teacher. His teacher is Kabir. And he says, "Tell me, what is God?" And Kabir says, "He is the breath. Inside the breath. Inside the breath." Feel the joy and the breath inside the breath. These are simple practices, but they can be life-changing or life-enhancing. If you do it, you don't have to do them all. You can just do one or two. There will be more later to add to or interchange. And remember what Thich Nhat Hanh said. It's the very first step to self-care. Stay as long as you like. Breathing in joy and breathing out calm and relaxation. Thank you. Namaste.